93.7 The River, Classic Rock, Redefined, Nicholas White Stripe, Seven Nation Army, Dog and Joe on a Friday. Make sure you get into Folsom Harley Davidson. Get that super secret text code word. Text it back. You might get in tomorrow for the finale and possibly walk away with that 2017 Harley Davidson 48. Update, that is, on Vegas and the scumbag shooter. If you haven't heard, they now believe there were possible targets that included Lollapalooza in Chicago. The scumbag shooter did buy tickets, okay? He booked rooms, I should say, and was going to check in August 3rd through August 6th, the night that Lollapalooza in Chicago would have concluded.
Really?
He never did go and stayed at the hotel, but he booked the rooms, but never went. And it says here, among the thousands of people who attended the festival, Malia Obama, daughter of President Obama, she was there. He also researched hotels around Boston's Fenway Park. Never went there. They're saying that he never went to Chicago, never went to Boston, but he did book rooms for Chicago.
Wow.
And the Chicago hotel that he booked, I have a map here. It's pretty interesting in a disgusting way. The hotel directly overlooked the main stage as well as several adjoining stages. It also overlooked the main entrance and exit where thousands of people would have come in or gone out. And the hotel had a bird's eye view of the crowd, where the scumbag specifically requested that both rooms be. He wanted view rooms, and they would face Grant Park, where the concert was being held. And here's the scariest part, according to TMZ. It's difficult, if not impossible, to flee because of Lake Michigan. So this would have been an even more fish in a barrel scenario, and they don't know why he didn't go. They don't know why he thought about that, but you start to look at this, he was just looking for fun-seeking, innocent party concert goers to prey upon.
And that makes no sense to me.
At all. So he never did go to Chicago, never did go to Boston, but he did book the rooms for Lollapalooza. And when they show you the map here, it's pretty damn creepy where the room is and the rooms that he wanted to book are. But he never stayed. And they don't know why. They don't know why he did that. Something scared him. Something didn't jive with his plan, so he never checked in. And this is weird. This is a new one. The girlfriend, the one that they had in questioning, Danley is her name. She said that she would lay in bed with him at night, and he would just lie in bed, and he would scream, "Oh, my God! Oh, my God!" And investigators say that he had mental health issues and mental health symptoms, and he was either in physical or mental anguish. So he would just lay in bed and shout, "Oh, my God," at night. So something in his head was bothering him, or he was hurting. They still don't know what else about that. That's all she gave him.
Wow, that is weird.
It is weird.
Imagine waking up to that at like 2 in the morning. Oh, my God!
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is, but that's the latest. Yeah, and thank God that he didn't get over to this place. And again, not to say that 58 people, 59 people in Vegas is a small number, but if he could have pinned these people in, when you look at this map, according to TMZ, there would have been a lot more lives lost. At least these people in Vegas, some of them, had a chance to run. They weren't trapped. At the Lollapalooza venue in Chicago, they would have been. So who knows how many he would have got there. Who knows why he didn't go? And what is that like? I don't know, because I don't travel enough. Can you just load up a bunch of assault rifles and check them in at the airport and fly?
I don't know.
I don't know what the regulations are for that.
I think if you check a gun, you can fly with whatever you want.
As long as they know you have them.
Yeah, as long as it's checked and not in the actual...
All the permits match up.
Fuselage or body with the other passengers.
And again, who knows if he would have flown. If he was going to do that, he probably just would have driven.
I would imagine.
You know, he would have got a car, rented a car, who knows what. He didn't have to fly.
I need a truck or a van with all the weaponry he had.
All the explosives and everything. So that's the latest on the scumbag shooter. Coming up today, we're going to have the Dreamweaver on. Lori, she can decode or decipher the dreams that you're having. You call up when we tell you to. She'll be here right around 7:50.
Cool.
And ask her about the dreams you're having, and she'll tell you what's going on in your life and why you're having them. So that should be pretty damn fun. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.